This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Plano High School math whiz David Yu recently won a National Science Fair honor for his project that could reduce dangerous radiation from medical CT scans. The high school freshman was in junior high when he came up with the project. Often, the best science fair projects aren't lifted from published ideas kids can copy. They're original, personal. That's where David Yu got the idea for his award-winning math project. It was mealtime at his home in Plano. Mom, Dad, and his older brother were all eating at the dinner table when an annual topic crept in, Mom's mammogram. She doesn't like them, fearing radiation from the X-ray.
Every year, I skip 1 year, but I do every other year.
That's David's mom, Lucy Chen. His dad is Joe.
Well, every time my wife and me, we talk about that, you know, she just says, oh, I'm worried about to do that. And should I do that? It's critical, right? So I said, you need to do that. And then she said, no, I don't want the radiation.
David took it all in silently.
She knew about the radiation, kind of complained about it a lot. And so it was kind of a dilemma for her, I guess, because she wanted to know that she was healthy, but she also didn't want to have a too high radiation exposure.
When David found out CT scans expose patients to way more radiation than standard X-rays, he focused on reducing that exposure.
CT scans are used every day by doctors to locate different types of tumors and cancers inside the body.
David's now standing in front of the display California judges saw earlier this month when he was among 30 national finalists at the Broadcom Master Science Fair in Silicon Valley. Here's what he told the judges.
It's kind of a problem because CT scans take thousands of X-rays around the body, and each X-ray has a little bit of radiation that adds up.
David's solution? He wrote an algorithm that processes information from two X-rays, not thousands, to create a 3D image.
If we have two different pictures of the same thing, like at different angles, we can come up with a three-dimensional model of that. That can be seen like kind of like how our two eyes work. Our left eye can see a two-dimensional image and our right eye sees a two-dimensional image. And our brain can process it like that and allows us to see three-dimensionally all around us.
David's algorithm took the top math honor. He'd pondered several different ways to create 3D images. Inspiration came from the old-style stereoscope, favorite 3D Hollywood films, and Plano ISD's Karen Shepherd. She's nurtured the district's science and technology programs in her 32 years here and helped build science fair winners based on cooperative, not cutthroat, teamwork.
They enjoy learning about science and riding home on the bus with all those middle schoolers and listening to them just, you know, having a great time talking about David and like, you know, we won because David won.
To back that up, David and four other competitors, kids he didn't know from other cities around the country, also won a team honor in California for working together to solve challenges from the judges. So what's next? David will enter the science fair again. He says he's refined his algorithm so it nearly fully duplicates CT scan results. Now, the 14-year-old needs input from doctors. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.